South CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Global leaders are waiting for word on exactly how Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu plans to respond after Iran's first-ever direct attack on Israel. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has our top story.
Netanyahu has met with his war cabinet, and Israeli military chief of staff Herzi Halevi says there will be a response.
We remain at our highest level of readiness. Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly.
There is growing international pressure on Israel not to respond, and Iran says any retaliation will be met with a response from Tehran in a matter of seconds.
Former President Trump will be back in court in New York this morning after dozens of jurors were dismissed in his historic hush money trial. Former federal prosecutor Niyama Romani.
Jury selection is not going to be easy in this case. Everyone in this country has an opinion of the former president. Some think he's a criminal and an insurrectionist. Others think he's a hero who's being treated unfairly.
The judge has ordered Trump to attend every day of the trial, which could force him to miss next week's Supreme Court hearing on his presidential immunity claims, as well as his youngest son's high school graduation. President Biden heads to his home state of Pennsylvania today to talk taxes. CBS's Stacey Lynn from the White House.
The president will make remarks in Scranton about his tax policy plan and how it vastly differs from the plan of former President Trump. He's expected to highlight how his plan will make the ultra wealthy and corporations pay their fair share while lowering taxes for the middle class.
A warning from American Airlines Pilots Union. A spokesman reports members have been seeing a significant spike in safety issues, including fewer routine inspections and shorter test flights on planes returning from major maintenance work. But American says it has an industry-leading safety management system. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the person in charge of weapons on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust, has been sentenced to 18 months in the death of the cinematographer.
The jury has found me in part at fault for this god-awful tragedy, but that doesn't make me a monster. That makes me human.
The judge in Santa Fe says Gutierrez-Reed failed to show remorse. In ancient Olympia this morning, a Greek actress played the part of high priestess and lit the flame for the 2024 Paris Olympics. She had to use a backup because of cloudy skies that prevented ignition the old-fashioned way, by the sun. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent. And I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirtley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee had a 3-1 lead over San Diego. Then came an ugly fifth inning. The Padres hitting half a dozen singles, driving in six runs. They went on to win 7-3 at American Family Field. Brewers catcher William Contreras let a Joe Ross pitch get past him. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, William's been so good, and the ball was not exactly a strike, but I think the ball got away from Joe and kind of takes off, you know, took off when a guy's throwing 95 miles an hour sometimes, and it could happen to any catcher on that pitch.
The series continues tonight. NFL, Packers players reporting to Green Bay for a week of meetings and physicals. NBA, the Bucks are 1-4 so far this season against the Pacers. The good news is head coach Doc Rivers has until Sunday to prepare.
Yeah, we get to practice. Yeah, and Indiana has had our number all year, right? We'll have great focus because we're going to have to.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing late today, continuing through tonight into tomorrow, and the rain could be heavy. We're talking an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down by about midday Wednesday. Today, cloudy, windy, and cooler. Our high this afternoon, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd's on his way back from Milwaukee, so for the next show, we'll be back here in Madison covering the news of the day and more on the Todd Allbaugh Show from noon to 2.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
My wife is on me because, well, she wants me to lose weight because of the health. And I wish she would just say that. But she, like, tries to act like we're just having a conversation. She's like, hey, honey, I read this article the other day that if you run a mile each week, it adds 21 minutes to your life. Yeah. The problem with this is it takes me 22 minutes to run a mile. I'm like, honey, can't we just lay here for a minute and call it even? And then she does stuff she doesn't ask. She booked me on a session with a personal trainer. I don't know if you ever had a session with a personal trainer, but look, I'm not easily intimidated, but I meet my personal trainer for the very first time, coming down the stairs, 5'10", but 7% body fat, just veiny and shiny and wet and wrong. And the muscles, and the voice.
Are you ready to work out?
I said, yes, ma'am.
All around me, and so the feeling grows.
609 WRMJN Radio. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Make it a great one. Did you pay your taxes yesterday? Hope you did. Remember, that's how they got Al Capone. They didn't get him on murder. They got him on taxes. Remember that? Well, hope you did pay. At least if you have had a file, you know, an extension, at least you filed something, right? Yeah. I can't wait to the last second. Some people can do that, and they love doing their taxes on the night of the 15th. No. I have somebody else do my taxes for me because I don't want to wind up like Al Capone. So I don't do my own taxes. All right, good morning. We're looking for increasing cloudiness today with a high near 52. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 49. Showers and thunderstorms early on tomorrow, then a high near 63. Right now, 47 degrees and sunny. Man, I love coming into work in the sun on the horizon. I just hate coming in. It was pitch dark out there and wasn't any signs of life. Now the birds are chirping in the morning. The dog down the block is itching to go attack me. I can hear him barking. He just wants to. Rah, rah, rah. I can hear that in the background. So, yeah. It is good to wake up in the morning, isn't it? Hey, today we've got the Padres in Milwaukee, San Diego versus the Brewers, 6:05 on WRJN Radio. We've got tickets to give away to Stargirl this morning at the Racine Theater Guild. What a show. You'll love it. I've got tickets to give away for that. I've got tickets to give away to State Fair. Who are we giving away to State Fair today? Let's see here. We got State Fair tickets, but I don't know who I'm giving it because we've got so many of them here. Oh, did I lose the sheet? Oh, please tell me I didn't lose it. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay. Charlie Behrens. Because we also have TLC tickets to give away next week. I just want to make sure I gave away the right ones. Yeah, Charlie Behrens is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair Thursday, August 8th. You can win tickets today right here. I don't know if we're going to do a texting contest or just on the phones. I'll make up my mind a little later on. All right, is the five-day work week outdated? 30% of CEOs in a new poll said they're seriously thinking of moving to a four-day work week or a four-and-a-half-day work week. If we do the four-and-a-half-day work week, I'll just leave at 6:30. That'll be it. Coming for a half hour. A 17-year-old student in New York arrested for a stunt he pulled last month where he sent out a fax posing as the principal stating that he was resigning. The problem was he didn't know how faxes work, and that's how they caught him. An airline agent told a passenger their checked bag was a half pound too heavy, but he would let it go if they tipped him. In other words, paid him off. So the customer gave him $5. Now they feel they were wrong about doing that, so they thought they may have been scammed, so they reported it to United Airlines on their website. United not responding. The whole story was told online. People are saying that if this happens, you should just ask for a supervisor. Happened to me. I didn't have a choice. Had to pay off. Our plane made an emergency landing in Green Bay. This was the there was a tornado in Detroit. I was coming back from LaGuardia to Milwaukee, and we had to circle so long to avoid the tornadoes and the bad weather over Detroit. We had to go so far out of our way that we didn't have enough fuel. So the pilot says we have to make an emergency landing in I think it was Oshkosh. Oshkosh or Appleton. Maybe it was Appleton. We had to make an emergency landing there to get fuel because we didn't have enough because we were stalling so long because of the bad weather. So we landed. It was almost midnight. And the airport was closed. It was just closing. And I went to the terminal there to go rent a car because my then wife, my first wife, she wasn't going to get back on that plane. And there were a bunch of people heading toward the terminal. They weren't getting back on the plane either. That thing was rocking violently in Detroit. And when the pilot said, we have to make an emergency landing, that kind of scared everybody. So I ran, and there was one person at the car rental terminal. And she said, well, we're closing now. I said, can I just rent the car? She goes, okay, $50 for me, and then you can rent the car. I had to pull out $50 and pay because the curator for the Milwaukee Public Museum was there crying her eyes out, asking if she can come with us because she wasn't getting back on that plane. And my daughter, I had my ex-wife there with me. And I said, all right, everybody can get in the car. I had to pay $50 under the table. Should have reported that thief. Anyway, I got the car. By the time we got to Milwaukee, the plane had already been there and left about an hour or so before, 2 hours before. But they weren't getting back on that plane. I didn't mind it. The guy just needed some fuel. We're getting back on, you know. But anyway, so I had to pay under the table. I should have reported that person. Two pool players named Russ and James had a beef. They fought a decade ago when they were big rivals at the pool hall. But eventually they made up and became friends. Now they're even closer after Russ just gave James a kidney. He'd been in dialysis for 3 years. He's doing great now, 2 months after the surgery. James's wife said she could barely hold back the tears, talking about what a huge gesture it was. And that's about as good as it gets, giving somebody part of your body. Still don't believe lasting relationships can be forged on The Bachelor? Well, guess what? You're right. Golden Bachelor couple Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist are divorcing after 3 months of marriage. Sources say it's because she didn't want to leave her life and job in New Jersey. I used to watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette all the time. I stopped doing it because it's so scripted. And you know what's... my wife's convinced that all these people have agents and they get them on the show so they can further their career later on. And, you know, I think she's right. The only shows I still watch are Survivor, Big Brother, and Amazing Race, because you really can't predict. That's not scripted. Well, it's scripted to some degree, but the outcome isn't. Because either you can do what you do or you can't do it, and especially on the Survivor. If you can't do all those things on the show, you can't do them. Same thing with Amazing Race. I always feel bad when I watch Amazing Race for the last person who gets thrown off the show each time. Oh, I feel terrible because they tried so hard. And just because of whatever circumstances they were, they came in last and they go home. They always have a good attitude about it. I would have cursed Phil out and said, the heck with you and your show, I'm going home. No, but they're not. They're very nice about it. And they say, you know, this was an adventure. Maybe they're just tired and they want to get home. I always love it when the first place person each show wins a prize in Expedia for a trip to some foreign city. They just spent, you know, 3 months in foreign cities. Now their prize is a trip to a foreign city. What you need is a trip around your hometown paid for by Expedia. That would be nice. All right. During the making of the movie The Titanic 30 years ago, more than 50 cast and crew members got seriously messed up when someone spiked their seafood chowder with angel dust. A suspect never named. Police are about to release more information from their investigation. What I found interesting here, Titanic was 30 years ago. Wow. A healthcare provider in Iowa is in trouble because they inserted an acupuncture needles into someone, then ran home for a bit, fell asleep, and completely forgot about the patient sitting there with the needles. The patient waited 2 hours after the session was supposed to end, then pulled the needles out of themselves and called the cops. The patient's okay. You waited 2 hours after the thing was... I wouldn't have waited that long. Culver's tops a new ranking of America's best fast food chains. Shake Shack came in second, followed by In-N-Out. Those are two restaurants that aren't here in Wisconsin. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Hardee's didn't even make the top 12. Culver's, number one, deservedly so. They're very good, Culver's. I love all their food there. I'm trying to think what else. What's that chicken place? Chick-fil-A made the list, too, a little further down the list. But the big ones, Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, didn't even make the list. Two men in New Jersey have been accused of stealing shopping carts, hundreds of shopping carts. They're known as the shopping cart bandits. Now, if you think that's a laughable crime, those shopping carts are about $200 or $300 a piece. They are very, very expensive. And when they're stolen, they can add up big time. All right, Melissa Caprellian coming in a little after 7. She's our 5th District Alder in the Racine, also a member of the county board. So she'll be in to give us an update of what's going on, where our tax dollars are being spent. That's coming up. Increasing cloudiness today, highs near 52. Right now, sunshine, beautiful morning. Can't resist it. 47 degrees, 619 WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks which companies are a force for good. Companies like Bank of America, which just earned the Just Capital seal. Bank of America is ranked number one for ongoing commitment to their workers with initiatives like Sharing Success, which awarded 97% of their teammates additional compensation, nearly all in stock. This is the program's 7th consecutive year, awarding more than $4.8 billion in total. Visit JustCapital.com to learn how a just business is a better business.
Furnished by Just Capital. Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Played with the Crystals back in the 60s. He was there. These groups came in with no band, and when they played the East Coast, they had to hire a band, and my brother was always the band they hired. So he played with the Crystals a few times. Nice ladies. I met him once on one of my brother's trips there to play with them. It's 622 WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here today. Brett Hoffman usually joins us on Friday, and he'll be here Friday a little earlier this Friday because he was at CinemaCon this past weekend. That's why he couldn't join us on Friday. He was at CinemaCon. He'll give us a lowdown a little earlier, about 7:20 he'll be here on Friday. But let's find out right now from Brett what the weekend box office top five held for us. Brett, what do we have?
Well, at number five, it was Dune Part 2. In its seventh week of release, it took in $4.3 million for a total of over $270 million so far. At number four was Kung Fu Panda 4, bringing in $5.5 million. And at number three was Ghostbusters Frozen Empire at $5.8 million. Number two was what had been the number one movie for the previous two weekends. Godzilla X Kong The New Empire brought in $15.5 million over the weekend. It's made over $155 million so far at the box office. But this week, those two huge titans were defeated by a new movie from the studio A24. Civil War, directed by Alex Garland and starring Kirsten Dunst and Nick Offerman, who stars a team of military-embedded journalists following rebel forces as they ascend upon the White House, overperformed and brought in a total of $25.7 million over the weekend. It will be a fierce competition at the box office this upcoming weekend with three newcomers, the vampire horror film Abigail, the World War II action directed by Guy Ritchie and starring Henry Cavill called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and the anime film Spy Family Code White. Go check out a movie this weekend.
Yeah, and Brett will be back here on Friday live on the air with us and talking about CinemaCon, find out what went on. In showbiz news, Josh Kadd is directing a biopic on Chris Farley. Where's Farley from? Madison, Wisconsin. Starring Paul Walter Hauser from Cobra Kai and also Blackbird. The Talk, the CBS talk show, ending its run with season 15 this fall. The final episode will air in December. That thing has been on 15 years. The songwriting team of Lennon and McCartney are back, sort of. Sean Ono Lennon, John Lennon's son, and James McCartney, Paul McCartney's son, released a song together called Primrose Hill. Let's see if the offspring have the same magic as their fathers. Speaking about songwriting teams, John Oates says Hall & Oates are finished. Kaputnik, ending. Blotto, they're done. He's suing. I think John Oates is suing Daryl Hall, or somebody's suing somebody in that case, and I think that's why everything's just crumbling at the seams. They were together so many years. But, you know, teams break up. Abbott and Costello broke up. Laurel and Hardy. Well, Laurel and Hardy didn't really break up. They just kind of got old. But, yeah, some duos just break up. All right. Want to try something different for lunch? A poll says one in four Americans would try cicadas as food. You know what cicadas are? Those are those little bugs that come every 7 or 9 years, whatever it is, 7 years. And they make that loud noise outside. It's a very, I mean, it's deafening. At least one restaurant has already added it to their menu, a Mexican place called in Leesburg, Virginia, called Cochina, is serving cicada tacos. The owner says they were already serving grasshopper tacos, so they added cicadas to the menu. It's already a hit. Really? Ugh. I can't. You know, when you think about what you eat anyway. let's see. In dating news, according to this survey, more than 2 out of 3 women say they would date a geek. The main reasons are that 2 in 3 people think they're loyal. 58% say they're extremely intelligent, and 16% more likely to have a job. Plus, they can probably fix your computer if it goes wrong, where those muscle-bound athletes, the jocks, they can't fix your computer for you. All right, the secret to a good marriage, you ready? A man who doesn't let himself go. Researchers at Yale found that married people are less likely to be depressed if the guy regularly works out, regardless of if the woman does or not. So it's all up to us. It's all our fault. All right, I got tickets for you at the Wisconsin State Fair. Get ready to laugh until your cheese curds squeak, because Charlie Behrens is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Thursday, August 8th. You can join us for a night of uproarious comedy as Charlie Behrens, the hilarious voice behind the Cripes cast right here on Civic Media, shows why he is Wisconsin's favorite funny man. Charlie Behrens, live on stage at the Wisconsin State Fair, and I've got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now. Tickets are on sale at wystatefair.com, but I've got tickets for you right now. You want a pair of tickets? Give me a call, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. The phone lines are open, and I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Charlie Behrens coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage on Thursday, August 8th. Good luck. It's going to be a good show. You always have a good time at the State Fair, especially in the main stage. All right, let's see what we got here. Howdy, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, what's your first name?
David.
David, you want to go see Charlie Behrens at the State Fair?
Very much so. Thank you.
Better yet, you want to go free? that makes it sound better. Right. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Hold on the line. I'll get some information. Maybe I'll get you those tickets. 628 WRJN Radio. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 52. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 49. Always hate the showers and thunderstorms because everything's going to wreck everything in the house, all the computers and all that kind of stuff. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms early on with a high near 63. Right now, it's sunny, 47 degrees. Don't forget, the Padres will be in town to take on the Brewers, 6:05 tonight, right here at WRJN. And Melissa Caprillion, your 5th District Alder, and also County Board Supervisor, coming in this morning a little after 7 o'clock. We'll find out where your tax dollars are going. She'll give us an update right here. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed, a civic media station.
To WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air. Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
2024 looks like it's going to be a good year for members of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors, WAMP for short. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's the impression from Jake Saylor, outgoing president of WAMP. He owns and operates Saylor's Meats in Elmwood, Wisconsin, and said they're getting ready to launch a meat map to help promote their members across the state. And their membership, by the way, some of the strongest in the nation.
I truthfully don't know if we're still the biggest or the most in the country. Pennsylvania and Wisconsin kind of go back and forth. But in Wisconsin, we have over 500 USDA state-inspected and custom-exempt plants in the state of Wisconsin. That's a lot of family businesses producing a lot of meat. And for the consumer, for the mom and dad farms, and for those that are direct marketing and private labeling their farm products, it's amazing how many there are in the state of Wisconsin.
Jake Saylor, he's the outgoing president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors, or WAMP. He's also an operator himself for Saylor's Meats in Elmwood, Wisconsin. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning, more red ink, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average coming along for the ride. Numbers are next.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Yesterday, no change on barrel cheese or AA butter. The 40-pound block cheese gained 3.25 cents at 156.75. This morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 30 points right now. December corn unchanged at 4.68. November soybeans down a penny at 11.66. July wheat up a penny at 5.68. The Class 3 milk for May is up 14 cents right now. It's $17. The June contract up 8, 17.32 a hundredweight. Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service says as of Sunday, we had 10% of our oats in Wisconsin already planted, and 11% of our potatoes were already in the ground as of Sunday. There's a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing late today, continuing through tonight into tomorrow, and the rain could be heavy. We're talking an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down by about midday Wednesday. Today, cloudy, windy, and cooler. Our high this afternoon, 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial. Home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Mm-hmm.
6:36 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen, and I want to thank you for joining us today on this Tuesday morning, April 16th. Hope you paid your taxes. I mentioned earlier, you hope you paid them because that's how they got Al Capone. Didn't pay taxes. Didn't get him for any other crime. That's how they got him. All right, Stuart J. Waddles is in our news center today, has our news stories for us. Here's what he's watching for us. A restaurant employee in Burlington was killed yesterday in an accident with a garbage truck. Burlington police say it happened at the parking lot of the Pizza Ranch, with 34-year-old restaurant employee struck by the truck while walking in the parking lot. The garbage company is ASDA, and the driver is reportedly cooperating with the investigation. The name of the employee hasn't been released. The restaurant was closed at the time of the accident and didn't reopen for the rest of the day. Races are coming for Racine Unified teachers. The Racine Unified School District and Racine Educators United have reached a tentative agreement for a 2% base wage increase for the next school year. The agreement needs approval from the teachers' union members and the RUSD board. The statement says that the increase acknowledges the financial challenges faced by the district while striving for fair compensation for the staff. Racine Unified School District is facing a fiscal cliff with projected deficits of at least $34 million in the coming years. The alderman becomes a mayor today. The swearing-in ceremony for David Bogdala is in Kenosha. He becomes only the third mayor in the city in the past 32 years. Bogdala had been the senior crisis manager at Abbott and the 17th District Alderman. John Antaramian had two runs as mayor, first serving from 1992 to 2008, and again from 2016 until yesterday. Bogdala beat Lydia Spotsworth with 53% of the vote in the spring election. Those are the stories Stuart J. Waddles is keeping an eye on today. Don't forget, from state and local news to sports and entertainment and weather, Civic Media's Daily News Roundup podcast gives you what you need to know in your community. From Racine to Hayward, our news team has you covered. Head over to WRJN.com, WRJN.com, and find the banner at the top of the page to hear your Civic Media Local News Roundup podcast. That's WRJN.com. All the news right there in a podcast form. If you can't wait till the top of the bottom of the hour to hear Stuart give you the news, then you can listen to it on the podcast at WRJN.com. All right, got sports today. Yeah, the Padres are in town. They'll take on the Brewers 6:05 tonight right here on WRJN. Melissa Caprillion, our 5th District Alder, is coming in. She's also one of the county board supervisors. She'll be in to give us an update on what's going on in the county and in the city of Racine. We'll find out what's happening. All right, do you eat in your car? Yeah, I'll tell you something. My wife does not. She allows no eating in her car. I mean, even if I'm starving, you get out and eat it in the fast food restaurant. You're not eating in this car. I could drink water in the car. I couldn't even bring a milkshake in the car one day from Culver's. She wouldn't let me drink it in the car. But 63% of people say they do eat in the car. They eat there every day. The main thing people eat, their breakfast on the way to work. And that means our car is getting pretty messy, but not messy enough for us to really do anything about it. 34% of people say they only clean their car out 4 times a year. 27% only do it before you go on a road trip. You ever go into somebody's car and you sit down, there's a French fry on the seat, and just sat on a French fry? Happens all the time, doesn't it? I do clean my car, but I remember one day my wife dropped something, and she picked it up with the French fries on the floor. I can't remember the last time I ate fast food. I can't remember the last time I ate fast food, period, yet in a car. But there was obviously a French fry still lingering from the days when I used to do it. All right, keep this in mind. If your husband or wife ever wins the lottery and starts screaming, I won, instead of we won, we won. Survey found 19% of people say they would dump their significant other if they won the lottery. That means there's a 1 in 5 shot you aren't going to be benefiting from that jackpot. Well, I won. I was watching a Dick Van Dyke episode, and they were reading a will, and there was a couple there, a husband and wife couple, and she, I guess in the will, she got some very expensive property in Florida, and she goes, the man says, we're rich. She goes, I am rich. I guess that's what it comes down to. Our keys are still the number one item we misplace the most, barely edging out our cell phone. The top 5, keys, phone, sunglasses, umbrella, and your wallet or purse. You know why I never misplace anything? Because I will not take it out of my pocket till I get to the dresser. And I put everything on the dresser in the same spot every day. I'm very meticulous about that. And therefore, I always know where everything is. And my cell phone, I either put it on the table next to the couch or on my nightstand. The only two places I'll ever leave it. So I never misplace it. That's better than some people I live with. Always misplacing items. All right, it's easy to tell someone off with a string of profanities, but keeping it clean takes some creativity. People ask people to name their favorite insult that does not include any swear words. You ready? These are pretty good. You can use these in church. I hope the rest of your day is as pleasant as you are. That's good. As an outsider, what's your view on intelligence? As an outsider, that's good too. I like that. Everyone makes mistakes, but you're really abusing that privilege. See, those are good. They don't have any swear words in them. They're put downs, but they're okay. You can even use them. I wouldn't use them with your pastor, but you could. They're okay to use in church. Oh, those are good. It's easy to come off passive aggressive over email. A few phrases that sound rude over email. Per my last email, what it actually sounds like is, you didn't read it, what I wrote, so pay attention this time. Per my last email. For future reference, now to people, that could sound more like, let me correct your blatant mistake that you should have known was wrong. For future reference. And bumping this to the top of your inbox is like saying, this is the third time I've asked. Get it done this time. Those are good. They are passive aggressive. I like that first one. Per my last email, obviously you didn't pay attention to it. So per my last email, let me repeat it. That's good. I need a whole list of those. I also need a list of the put downs that don't have any swear words. We only had three of them. I need a lot more than that. A 20-year-old guy in Spain went viral after posting photos of the underground cave he built to get away from his parents as a teenager. He started building it at age 14. It now has a living room, bedroom, music system, and Wi-Fi 6 years later. He built an underground cave he built under his house. Huh. I wonder if he's got any plans for that. Did he publish the plans? Playing outside isn't fun anymore, is it? The average parent says their kid can only mess around outside for 32 minutes before getting bored. 72% of parents admit their whole family doesn't go outside enough. There was a Simpsons episode where I guess the electricity went out or something like that. And all the kids were complaining. They're bored. They couldn't play their video games. They couldn't do anything. And they're driving the parents nuts. And one by one, the kids on their own went outside. And it was a beautiful day. They started skipping rope. They started playing on the slides and the swings. The boys started playing baseball. And they started playing all these games outside because there was no electricity in the house. It was on The Simpsons. It was a good episode. And I hate to sound old. You know, I remember when my father and grandfather said, when I was your age, well, now I can say, when I was your age, we didn't have any video games, obviously. And TV's not what it's like today. I mean, there was just, you know, a handful of channels. I mean, there was no cable or anything like that. Definitely no VCRs or streaming or anything like that. Used to play outside all day. Used to get up in the morning, get dressed, and run outside and come back for lunch. After lunch, go back outside again, come back for dinner. After dinner, come back again when the Flintstones were on TV or when your parents called you in. That's the way it was. You know, I was just showing, I went out to lunch yesterday with a friend, and I was showing him the picture of the group of kids when we were like, I don't know, what, 9 years old, 8 years old in the picture. And I said, look at that group of friends. Only two are still here. All the rest are gone. All the friends I hung out with under the streetlight every night and played with all day long are gone. And that's, I feel bad about that. Some died of sickness. One person had, he was born with a rheumatic fever, had a bad heart. He passed away eventually. One person just went nuts and took the wrong medication one day, and she passed away. And another person, one person committed suicide. And, you know, just you lose your friends. So it's just two of us left, Johnny and me, and last two standing. But, yeah, it happens. But I remember those days. I used to love playing outside. I think I mentioned this. My father had some nerve one day, got a can of white paint and painted bases on the street so we'd have permanent bases to play kickball and baseball and softball, whatever we wanted to play. He had the bases on there. He painted them right on the street. Until they tore up the street and replaced the new asphalt, those bases were there for years. And my father just came out with a can of white paint one day and painted them. Did a good job, too. All right. The top rule changes kids want at the dinner table. You ready? They don't like the rules you posted there, Mom and Dad, so they want some changes here. You can leave the table before everyone's finished. You can watch TV while you eat. Phones are allowed at the table. And you can eat anything with your hands. You know, remember, at home we asked for permission when we had soup. Can we drink it, you know, put the bowl up to our face and drink it right out of the bowl? And at home we could do it. So we went to restaurants. My brother and I didn't see any problem with asking, can we drink, you know, out of the bowl at a restaurant? And my father said, no, that's not good. That's not a good habit to have. You let us do it at home. But why can't we do it in the restaurant? Never quite able to understand that. Dad never quite explained that. You know, there's no copyright or patent protection on magic tricks. If a magician invents a trick, anyone's free to use it. All they do is have to figure out how it's done. There's an unwritten code, though, so most magicians, you know, they don't do it. They don't tell how it's done. Let's see here. What else do we have? Do you check your smoke detector? You know, you're supposed to check it once a month. Two-thirds of us haven't done it in 30 days. One in four people don't own a fire extinguisher. One in 10 people don't know where one is right now, even if they own it. There's something interesting about that. I know my fire detector, my smoke detector works, because every time we cook in the kitchen and something's a little, you can't even see the smoke, but it detects it, and we hear this, fire, fire, there's a fire, 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 fire. And we have to start waving at it because, although I can't see the smoke, it knows there's smoke from the stove. So we just have to keep waving a piece. And it happens. You got to open all the doors to let the, you know, fresh air in, even in the winter. 648 WRJ, and I've got tickets to give away this hour. I think I'm going to give away this hour to Stargirl. What a great production at the Racine Theater Guild. You're going to love it. Got a pair of tickets for this, this Saturday, 2 p.m., the matinee. That's coming up here at WRJN Radio. Increasing cloudiness with a high near 52 degrees today. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Right now, it's sunny, 47 degrees, 649 WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
See her coming down the street. I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. True, but they don't listen, they don't.
passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye. Baby, we'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
I always got Chad and Jeremy and Peter and Gordon mixed up. They were like interchangeable, weren't they? And sometimes I thought they were the same people. Hey, it's 6:52 WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here on this Tuesday morning, the day after tax day. I don't have to keep reminding you if you paid your taxes, do I? All right. Before you can wish you can win the lottery, the downside of winning the lottery is all the people who come out of the woodwork to get a piece of it. A study found that, yes, that's usually what happens. The average lottery winner gains one extra friend for every $5,000 they win. So let's say you won $1 million. The number of friends would increase by 200 people. I can use some friends if that's what it takes. That's why, you know, people want to win the $1 billion Powerball, but they don't want to tell anybody they won. But unfortunately, it's in the rules. You have to come forward and give your name and everything else so people are going to know. I don't think it's the friends that bother you. It would be all the people who are trying to sell you something. The scam artists. Let's see here. This guy ran out of gas. Man in Kentucky coasted to the closest gas station while running on fumes. Bought a lottery ticket while he was filling up. And yes, he won $1 million. And according to this, he got 200 new friends at the same time. Feel good story time. A student who uses a wheelchair graduated from Seton Hall this week. And her service dog got a diploma as well. His name is Justin. And he went to all the classes with her. So the school gave him his own honorary degree. He grabbed the diploma in his mouth. The crowd went nuts. I love that story. Charlotte, North Carolina, letting the public name a street sweeper. All right, these are the finalists in the names for the street sweeper. Cleopatra, which I thought was clever. Sweep Caroline. And Sweepy McSweepface. Kind of like that one. Sweepy McSweepface. Cleopatra. Oh, that's clever. I like that, too. If you want to look younger in pictures, all you need to do is smile. A study found that when people smiled in photos, people thought they were an average of 2 years younger. See, I have to get my my driver's license renewed, and I don't think I smiled in my driver's license. So what I want to do is get that retaken, that picture. Plus, you know, they say, well, you don't really have to get your driver's license retaken, your picture. But eventually, you're going to be like, you know, 80 years old and look like you're 20. And that picture is going to be useless. So I'm going down there and get a fresh picture taken. All right, here's some weird things that aren't vegetarian friendly. You would think they would be, but they're not. We've got bananas, not friendly. Beer, orange juice with omega-3, marshmallows, Altoids, Parmesan, figs, bagels, peanuts, and barbecue chips. Marshmallows. They used to be made with something called marshmallow root, but now marshmallow companies use gelatin, which is made for animal byproducts. What's going to, if a vegetarian eats something animal-based, are they going to, like, burst into flames? I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, I'm sure I eat stuff that I wouldn't want to eat, but I don't think it would, you know, spontaneous combustion. All right, a study from Harvard University found up to 6 servings of milk chocolate a week is actually good for your heart. See, this is stuff I need to know, because I was told when I was a kid, don't eat chocolate, you'll break out. Well, now they're telling you it's good for you. All right, can keep you from developing an irregular heartbeat. That's a 1 6-ounce serving, so about 4 Hershey bars a week. See, 13 years ago, I had open heart surgery. I could have prevented that by eating chocolate, and it saved all that anguish, pain, and money. But no. They wanted to cut me open. All right, a website ranked the best frozen pizzas out there. Mine is not on the list. They ranked number 1 was Red Baron, followed by DiGiorno's, Hot Pockets, Stouffer's French Bread, and California Pizza Chicken, Kitchen, rather. My favorite is Home Run Pizza from Chicago. It's just loaded with cheese on it. Just my wife and I just love eating that pizza. And unfortunately, they don't give you a lot of it, so... But it's really good. All right, it's 6:57. Let's give away some tickets now. Stargirl is at the Racine Theater Guild. I just saw it last week. Young actors, they're like Broadway quality. I smell Tony Award with these kids. Leo Burlock's life in high school has been all but fitting in and keeping the status quo until a new student arrives who calls herself Stargirl. By the way, the actress is very good to play Stargirl. She stands out in every way, from her clothing to her stories to her hobbies, even her pet rat. Her free-spirited, eccentric personality goes against the peer pressure to conform that Leo and his fellow classmates expect. It's based on the Jerry Spinelli novel. Stargirl is a coming-of-age story that's so true to yourself. You're going to know someone who you went to school with who was Stargirl. You want a pair of tickets? All right. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756. The show is this Saturday, 2 p.m. I got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now, 262-634-9756. Good luck. Phone lines are open. 6:58. We're going to find out where your tax dollars are going. Melissa Caprillion is in. She's your 5th District Alder, and also she is a County Board Supervisor. She'll know where they're going. As a matter of fact, now that we just paid our taxes yesterday, the coffers are full once again. 6:58 WRGN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.